were you saying, bro?
I was having the mission, just to recap a little bit.
Mission,
Yeah.
You've got it.
Wait, today's topic says above, right?
Yeah, we're gonna get that. So you can take a board, this winter costume, put it to the side of the sukkah, and you can be there as long as you don't sleep underneath it. You can be there as long as you don't sleep underneath it. And the idea is that Tzrach Pasul, the Emsa Sukkah Pasul's by 7th Tefachim by 7th Tefachim, I'm sorry, 4th Tefachim by 4th Tefachim is the Shear of Tzrach Pasul by Emsa Sukkah. We'll see that in a second. But from the side, as long as you have a kosher 7 by 7 in the middle, Tzrach Pasul will not Pasul up until 4 Amos because we'll say Devin Akoma. We'll say Devin Akoma up until Devin Akoma that the wall bends in up until 4 Amos. Right? So therefore, if you put a board on the side of the sukkah that's 4 Tefachim wide, we need to mention, by the way, how wide the initial boards are that Rabbi Yehuda and Meir are arguing about. But if you put a board on the side of the sukkah that is 4 Tefachim wide, we'll say the Venakoma, so the sukkah's kosher, kashera, but above Achalish and Tachtav, you can't sleep underneath because you're sleeping under the wall. Let's continue. Whew. I'm a Rav. So Machlis ben Asram Sheish ben Arba. The Rebbe Meir Yisrael Gzeres Tikkav, Rebbe Yehuda Yisrael Gzeres Tikkav, Ben Asram Sheish ben Arba, Divya Kol Kashira. Ushmol Lamar Kish Pish She'en Behen Arba, Machlokes Ava Yish Ben Arba, Divya Kol Pesulu, En Behen Arba, Vahilu Pachas Meshloisho, from Hosu Gudev in a second. Rav says that the Machlokes is Ben Asram that have with the Fachim. Rebbe Meir is concerned that such boards resemble boards of roofs might come to go into your house, which will be a Pesul of Tassav Lamin Asui. Rabbi Yehuda does not have such a concern. Boards lower than 4 Tefachim, kosher, by all opinions. Okay, that's the opinion of Rav. Right, so Shmuel says no. When it's 4 Tefachim wide boards, that's always possible by all opinions. It's where they're less than 4 that they're arguing. Let me clarify that, as we mentioned before, that Ein Behen Arba Vidlipos Mishlosha, Kun Ba'Mininu. Oh, if it's less than 3, well then it's Kun Ba'Alma. We know that less than 3 is kosher. Amar Papa, Hochik Amar Yish Ben Arba Divya Kol Pesulah Pachas Mishloshah Divya Kol Kasherah. Says Papa, that what he means to say is that 4 everyone holds is kosher. I mean, sorry, everyone holds is pasul. Less than 3, everybody holds is kosher because we know my time is kind of Almanidu because it's kind of Alma. Ki Pligi Mishloshah Ad Arba. They're arguing between 3 and 4, between 3 to 3.99. That's the machlokas. Okay. That's the machlokas. Below 3, we know it's kosher. How do we know it's kosher? How can about Amaninu see the Pnei Yeshua and the Ra'ah? They explain that. Okay. My time can about Amaninu. Ki pligi mishlosha ad arba. Mar Savar. Kevin delesnu shir makum lugas rinan. So we say, what's the machlokas there? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that since it doesn't have a shir makom, it's not a significant area. Less than 4th Fachim is not a rishos, it doesn't cover a significant domain, therefore it's considered to be insignificant, similar to a kanim, similar to a stick, a reed. Not a significant roofing board that would resemble that of a bias, because it doesn't have a shir makom, it is less than 4th Fachim. Mela, Rabbi Yehuda matters. Rabbi Meir holds that since it's beyond 3 Tefachim, so sorry, 3 Tefachim and more, that were it to be airspace, we wouldn't be able to close it. It is significant, and if it resembles a bias. Now again, we have a board. So does it resemble condom? Does it resemble reeds, like a schach, like a sukkah? Or does it resemble a house? In which case, we have gezeiras tikra. According to Shmuel, everyone holds gezeiras tikra, where it to be the 4th Tefachim. So Mar holds, since it's less than a sheer makum, it's less than a makum chosher, less than 4th Tefachim, it resembles reeds. It resembles schach, kosher, less than 4th Tefachim. Rabbi Meir holds, no. If it's more than loved, that were it to be airspace, we wouldn't close it. That's significant. There, it's not just viewed as a kana ba'alma. It's a chosh of a board. We see it as something independent, something significant. Therefore, it would lean more to be tikra, to resemble that of a house. Let's continue, okay. All right, let's go. Tanan, nasin la nasin shiruch v'betfachim kisher b'vach liish and tachtav. We have the same for the Mishnah. Vashlam al shmul damar b'shem behen arba machloik saviyish ben arba diviyako psulu mishem hachil liish and tachtav. And it's never shmul that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a board for the fachim is no good, so therefore you can't sleep under it, because even by Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmul, you can't sleep under the board. And that's the safe of the Mishnah, that if you put a board, a fourth of fachim on the side, that's chach posul, you cannot sleep under it, even by Rabbi Yehuda.
By Rav, what's pshat in the seifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a board of four tefachim is kosher. So why can't you sleep under it? It's all kosher schach. We say, misavras tibir kohi. You think the seifa is according to everybody? Seifa is only Rabbi Meir. The seifa is only going according to Rabbi Meir by Rav's opinion. Toshimo, shnei sedinim etztarfin, shnei nesarim etztarfin. Rabbi Meir, after nesarim, kistinin. There's a brisa. It says that two boards, two stinin, two sheets. A sheet is, again, a makabal tumah, it's schach posel. So, again, we need a shear for schach posel. We have a certain amount of schach posel to posel the sukkah, which would be for the fachim in the middle, or for amis on the side of the sukkah. So, Rabbi Yehuda, stam bachluk to the Rimei of the Brisa, says, stinin, schach posel, will be mitzvah to the shear, two stinin. Neither one has the shear. We'll combine them if they're next to each other. To say we have the shear by Nesarim, by boards, we will not combine them. And Mir says we combine Nesarim, we combine boards, just like we combine sheets. If we have boards, we have the shear. And right now, we're going to understand that aim it starfin of Rabbi Yehuda is just an expression that they're not starfin of the shear because they're not tzchach posel, they're kosher. That's going to be the first understanding of that statement of Rabbi Yehuda. So basically, we have machlokas, are they tzchach posel or not? That would it be tzchach posel? It starfin was shear of tzchach posel. That's the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir as the first lesson understands it. I understand by Shmuel that says that they're arguing whether it's not for the fachin. Avayish ben abedivir kopasula, but whether it be for everyone holds its puzzle. My mitzvah mitzvah in the arba. So then the machlokis is, will they be mitzvah to for the fachin? What does Rabbi Meir mean? Are they mitzvah? It means are they mitzvah to for the fachin? Because Rabbi Meir holds that less than for the fachin, it's already schach puzzle. And therefore you can say, will it combine to the shear of schach puzzle? Rabbi Meir holds it does.
Less than four, it's right?
Was it less than four, it's puzzle by Rabbi Meir. But again, by Shmuel, they're arguing less than four.
Okay,
so now, when you say mitzvah, if you mean that you have something that's schach posel in and of itself, but it doesn't meet the shear. Now, if it's already four tefachim, it meets the shear. Less than four tefachim does not meet the shear, but we'll say it'll be mitzvah to another board of less than four, and then you'll have the shear of four tefachim together. So in Rabbi Meir, this makes it works out by Shmuel, Rabbi Meir's statement that nesarim, shnei nesarim, mitzvah in l'shear, because you have schach posel below the shear, to say that it'll be mitzvah to the shear. But by Rav, you don't have sach possible of the shear. Rav, the amar b'sheish ben abar machlokes avoyim ben abar divrei kol b'sheva chachdami. What's the case? But by Rav, who says that they only argue by four and less than four, there is no sach possible. What's the case? Either ispu arba lama lids terufe. If you have a board of four with the fachim, you don't need to be mitzvah. If you have the shear, either ispu arba amai v'halkan abam aninu. And less than four, you have sach kosher. It's not possible, so there's nothing mitzvah. If it's like kan abam, it's kosher sach. So we say liolam the isp behu arba. So we have to be talking according to Rav that this brisa has to be talking according to Rav. The ispu arba that they have four tefachim. Umayim mitzdarfin. So what do you mean? It's combining to the shear. We mean mitzdarfin la b'amos from the side. We mean it's combining the four amos from the side. Again, because from the side we'll say dofen akuma. So it's still kosher, but vachlishin tachtov. You just can't sleep under it. So we'll say dofen akuma up until four amos. So if you have four tefachim board up until four amos into the sukkah. Then we'll see mitzdarfin la shear that we don't say dofen akuma because dofen akuma only brings the wall in. Up until four amos, but not including. Lishnach Rina, new lashon. In this second lashon, the difference between the two lashonos, just to give us a heads up, so we'll go through it a little quicker. In the second lashon, we're understanding that ein mitzdarfin of Rabbi Yehuda we're bothered with. Ein mitzdarfin means you have schach posel, it just isn't mitzdarif. That's the second lashon. What's the ein mitzdarfin of Rabbi Yehuda? What does that mean? That's the. It can't just be an expression of schach kosher. That's the difference between the two lashonos. We'll go into it. Lishnach Rina, second lashon. I can't waking up here. I apologize again. I understand by Shmuel, my mitzvah and mitzvah and la'arba amas minatzad. That by we can understand what is mitzvah and it means mitzvah and la'arba amas minatzad. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds dalat amas, I'm sorry, dalat tefachim board is schach posel. So he'll say that's schach posel, but it's not mitzvah la'arba amas minatzad. Big chiddush. Why, if it's schach posel, why isn't it mitzdarf to arba amos min atzad? If schach posel, it should be mitzdarf to arba amos min atzad. See the Maram. This is how the Maram learns the Gemara. So Shmuel, he can understand that the mitzdarfin is mitzdarf le arba amos min atzad. And that would be very good, even by Rabbi Yehuda, because by Rabbi Yehuda, you have schach posel at four tefachim, just ain't mitzdarfin. It's not mitzdarf. It makes a lot of sense. Again, I'm only reading the Gemara according to the Maran because I'm a Meduyik. See the Marsha. Let's continue. Okay. So we say, but by Rav, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold there's ever schach possible. Even by four tefachim of a board, it's still kosher. So what's a mitzdarfin? It's totally kosher. What do you mean? It's just not mitzdarf to the shiur. There's no schach possible. So we say, added to come Rabbi Meir mitzdarfin, Rabbi Yehuda mitzdarfin. Since Rabbi Meir says lashon of mitzdarfin, Rabbi Yehuda says lashon of a mitzdarfin. But really, it's just an expression of kashera, and we're okay with that. Let's continue the next part of the Gemara. Tani kavasa the Rav, Tani kavasa the Shmuel, Tani kavasa the Rabbi Yehuda brisa like Rav, Rabbi Yehuda like Shmuel, Tani kavasa the Rav schach ben the sarim shalayr she'im ben arba. You masachach with the sarim with boards less than four. Tefachim. Divir kol kashera yesh ben arba. Rabbi Meir posts Rabbi Yehuda. So we see at with the fachim is the machlokas and Rabbi Yehuda ma'is b'shas to kana shivin and the sarim shiayu behen arba. V'zichach no magabim our pesos v'yisham the tachtein. There was a ma'is b'shas to kana that we used boards for the fachim and we sat under it. Amar lo misham rai and shaslis to kana rai. He says shas to kana a time of danger, a time of gezeira with the goyim or gozer against keeping mitzvahs. Ain't raya, there's no raya. And why is that? Because b'shas at chak when you have no other schach, you can use schach that's also misham gezeira. The high no your sukkah is totally kosher, but there's a gezeira. You might come to sit in the building. You might come to sit in another building. There, b'shasat chak, we allow you to use that sukkah. And there's even a shaila by the bracha. I think the Rashba holds you can make the bracha. There's a big din on the bracha. Would you make a bracha in that case? Because b'etzem your sukkah is kosher. So because of some gezeira, no, b'shasat chak, it's kosher. You can do it. So shasat kana, ain't shasat kana raya. That's the time of the Gemara. It brought in halacha. Let's continue. Tanyu, kavasi the Shmuel's brisa like Shmuel. Sochem and asarv ben arba divir kopasulim ben arba divir meir poisav rebiud machshir. Right. By four, everyone is possible. Less than four is a machloek. Some of the Rebbe Meir Shem Yesh Ben Nebei Nesel Nesel Kamal Nesel Shemini Echpas Ben Eimuk Hashera. And we'll see in a second the later case that if you took out every other board and you had in between them, again, these are boards less than four, the Fachim, right? Because that's what they're arguing. He's masking if you took out every other board and you filled it with schach in a way that it would be exactly amount. You took out the amount of space in between the boards that you could put easily in and out another board and you fill that area in between with schach instead, it would be kosher. Again, it could also be by four tefachim. If you had boards of four tefachim, you took out every other place and filled it with schach. As long as in the middle you had two pieces of schach, and then you had board schach, going until the walls, and the walls had dofen akuma up until the middle two pieces of schach, which would be four tefachim. You had the sukkah of schach of eight tefachim and dofen akuma. That would be what the Rashi just speaks that out. But we'll see this in the Mishnah later on, and we'll see this case again. So don't worry about it if it's a little bit fast. Let's continue. So he's moida. Moida, there's no machlokas there, but moida just means the machmir in that case is moida. It's even agrees in this case that it's mutter. And we'll see moida Rabbi Yehuda just means the makel in our machlokas agrees in this other case that it's usser. It's just the moida. There's no machlokas there. That's why we're saying moida Rabbi Yehuda, moida Rabbi Meir. It's just applying the opinions of this machlokas to that machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the safe remission if you put a board. A fourth of Fachim, you can't sleep underneath it, even if you have to come. If you sleep underneath it, you sleep underneath it, you'd say your mitzvah's sukkah. Ismar was stated, Hofchen al Sidayan Rav Huna Amar Pasul Rav Chista Rav Huna Amar Kishera. It was a Shiloh. What if you take a board, a fourth of Fachim? Everyone holds this puzzle. According to Shmuel, Meir holds this puzzle. That's what we pass. Passing would be Meir according to Rav. Less than four is kosher, fourth of Fachim is puzzle. That's the halacha. So you took a board of four tefachim, you flipped it on its side, and the side of the board could be even less than three tefachim. We have a machloikas. Is it possible, like Rav Huna says, or is it kosher, like Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna say? Iklam Rav Nachman l'siril l'gabi Rav Chista Rabbi Rav Huna amrei lei hafchan al tzidayin mahu. So they went to Rav Nachman, the people that said it was kosher. Rav Chista and Rabbi Rav Huna went to Rav Nachman and they said, if you flip it on its side, what's the din? Amar lahu pasula nasu kishvun shamateches. They say it's possible because once you have a board of four tefachim, it be'etzim becomes a davar puzzle. It becomes schach puzzle, like a piece of metal, like a stick of metal, which is a schach puzzle no matter how you turn it. So through here, the board, it's not about it's covering that area of the sukkah. You have a neser that's ro'oi. That's ro'oi as a board, of a roofing board. A roofing board is a cheftza of schach puzzle. So the melee, even if you turn on its side and it's not covering four tefachim of your schach, even if it's covering less than three tefachim of your schach, it would still be schach puzzle. Now again, obviously, we'll get into this later on. We'll really go through the halachic synopsis of these Gemaras after we go through today. Today we're just going to cover ground, we're going to run through, and we're going to go through it tomorrow if we have time, after we finish tomorrow's daf, the halacha. So we'll go through all the details tomorrow. But just remember the rule. Lesson three, facing up, but really fourth the fucking board, puzzle. That's halacha. Amar Rav Huna lo amar lechu amar kivasi. Rav Huna said, didn't I tell you that was the halacha? I told you it was right. Amar lei, they said to him, umi amar lan mar time of a look of blina minai. Did you ever tell us a reasoning to that? You never explained the reasoning. You just said, listen to me. You never told me the reason for it. It's poshness. Amar lohu, he says to them, umi ba'isu minay tama, you never asked me for a reason. V'larmei lohu, if you asked me for a reason, I would have told you. Lem misayele, let's sing, say we have a raya here that to this halacha, the hafchen al tidein is puzzle. If you turn the board on its side, it's puzzle. Says the Braisa. In a machzekas kedivers of Rav Shulchan Aruch, ocean if it's a prepared sekadesh, it's taka b'bidig das roish. If you have a sukkah where it's less than 7 by 7 tefachim, doesn't hold its head by your table, or the wall is elevated from the ground 3 tefachim, the amount that a gedi, a young goat, could just break through, he could just run through easily, right? Well, it's such really a halacha. We'll get into that in Tazayin, actually, this halacha. Oh, shenosna le'a neser, shehuracha b'bit tefachim. Right, the is that the wall is off the ground 3 tefachim. Oh, shenasna le'aneser shirachav arba tefachim. Or if you put it on the board 4 tefachim, afa bishalo hechnis l'toichel l'shlosh tefachim. Even though 3 tefachim of the board is in the sukkah, pesula. So hey, chidam. What do you mean? A board of 4 tefachim, and only 3 tefachim of it is in the sukkah. El right, love kagon. And we mentioned even less than 3 tefachim is also a keep. If the width of the board is less than 3 tefachim, I mean, it's also a problem. Let's continue. Hey, chidami, love kigun shahavchenat zidayim. Isn't this talking where you switched on its side? You have a board of 4 tefachim, but only less than 3 of it is in this, or 3 of it is in this case is in the sukkah. That would be a case of havchenat zidayim. Right, board of 4 tefachim, only 3 of it's in the sukkah. What's the case? Must be flipped on the side. We say, lo, the case is hachba mayaskin gigot the unach apum de laso the ayal tlosa the gavi yapik chod labar the havel lepesel yitzim in the sukkah pakul pesel yitzim in the sukkah in the sukkah. The case here is that you have 7 by 7 walls, right? 7 by 7 walls, and then you have the schach extending way beyond the sukkah. Now we say the rule of pesel yitzim in the sukkah and needing your sukkah. The pesoyles, the schach that goes beyond the kosher dimensions of the sukkah is needing your sukkah. You can send it beneath it. The case would be like, remember, schach above 20 tefachim. You built the yitztava. You have to make it less than 20. Once you have the itztava, in the case where you're not using Dovin HaKoma, you'd be able to sit under the rest of the schach because of schach pesel yitzim in a sukkah, even though it doesn't have the kosher dimensions. Fine. So over here, what the case is, with the extending schach, 3 is schach pesel, a board of 4, 3 of which are in the 7 by 7 kosher sukkah that has the walls. So I can view it two ways. Once I have the kosher sukkah, so I'm going to view the rest of it as schach, but I'm first looking at the 7 by 7, so the halacha tells me that since ultimately I'm going to view the whole thing as schach, right now I view this part of 3 in my 7 by 7, I don't view this independently, I have to also consider, as far as what is the metzias of the schach, the extending schach as well, because ultimately that will be included in my schach of my sukkah, therefore I have a board of 4 tefachim, I have a chetza of schach puzzle. And therefore the sukkah would be puzzle. Okay, let's continue. Even the 7 by 7, I don't just cut it in the middle because that's in my sequential analysis of my sukkah. I first look at the 7 by 7. I consider the end result of having the full schach, and I have an eser of dal tefachim. Tesvav, let's go. Ms. Tekrish, in olam aziva, you have a roof that can be removed. It's not cemented down. If I want to pick it up, I can pick it up. I want to move it, I can move it. Tikra, it's a roof. It's a roof of boards. She'in olam aziva, that doesn't have a cement top, a solidified top. It's not tarred. Whatever they do, I don't know what they do. There's two ideas we're going to throw around. What is mefakfig? Pick it up, pick the whole thing up, put it down. The other idea is noto achas mebein sayim. Take every other board from in between. Every other board, take out. Like we mentioned a little bit in Reb Meir before. That was the same idea. You take every other board. Take out every other board. And you fill it with schach. And again, we'll go through all the halachas later. Fine. So, how do I kasher it? Now, again, this is two issues. Two issues. One is, it's a house. So, it's tasav lumina asui. Number two, there's also an issue of kazeiros tikra that might exist. Because at the end of the day, I'm using boards for my schach. Even if I pick it up and make it l'shem tzel. So we're going to go through. What's going on in the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda says, Beis Shammai Yomer Mefakfik Nadal Vachas Mbein Tzayim. Rabbi Shammai holds you have to pick it up in order to kasher this. How do I make this into a sukkah? You have to pick it up first, Mefakfik, and then take out every other one and fill it with Schach. Beis Hillel says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's saying this to Machlos Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you can do either one. Pick it up or take out every other one. Mefakfik O Nadal Vachas Mbein Tzayim. Rabbi Meir Nadal Vachas Mbein Tzayim Bein Mefakfik. Rabbi Meir says you must take out every other one. Picking it up doesn't matter, and it doesn't work. You have to do noito achas mbein saim. Let's see in the Gemara. Vashlamar beis hillel tamayu mishim tasav lemin osoi. Ima fakfei kovad le maisa. I noito achas mbein saim av lepa maisa. I understand beis hillel's issue is tasav lemin osoi. But you can use boards as schach. So all you have to do is take out the tasav lemin osoi. You can do that either by filling in it with schach. Filling it with schach by between every other board. Or by, and we'll see it again, this is going to be a case of nichnas v'yotze, as we mentioned later on at the bottom of the daf, which we'll get to, don't worry. Or he says, you can do mafakfake, you can pick it up and put it back down. So it's good. You can use the boards. Now again, no toachas be bensayim. Two cases: either the boards are less than three tefach, less than four tefachim, they do not have a shear of schach pasul by themselves, right? If you hold a schach pasul, whatever. Again, we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda, but whatever. The boards would be in a case. The two cases would be like this. It could be by Rabbi Yehuda and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold schach pasul at all, according to Rav, right? So we could be talking about boards of four tefachim when we talk about mafakvik. Or when we talk about netoachas ben tzayim, we keep talking about boards of furtefachim because it's all schach kosher. It's just an issue of tassavim and asui. But according to at least Rabbi Meir, who said when he talks about netoachas ben tzayim, he holds up boards of furtefachim for sure schach pasul. So you're going to have you can't have for a board of furtefachim as your productive sukkah, your pasul the sukkah. So when he talks about netoachas ben tzayim, just to clarify, he's going to talk about, like mentioned before, boards of less than three tefachim, and then you took out every other board in a way that you could comfortably taking out another board, and you filled that space with schach, creating an airspace that you could easily take out another board, and you filled it with schach, that would be netoachas ben tzayim. Or you have boards of four tefachim, which would constitute schach pasul, but the middle starts with two pieces of four tefachim of schach, and then the boards, schach, board, schach, and from the middle two pieces of schach, there's less than 4 amas to the walls, we say they're going to come into those two middle pieces of schach. So there's two cases of netoachas ben tzayim. The only second one you just have to say if you're talking by a board of four tefachim, because then you have schach pasul. So you have to be using different akuma. The other way, you could have a kosher sukkah less than three because you never have the shear of four tefachim of schach pasul. Let's continue. So basically, it makes sense according to Rabbi Yehuda. We're going to talk in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion that there's machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda, you mentioned the machlokas beis shema b'silo. So I understand b'silo holds tassav lamana asui. That's the issue. So either etza works, either method works. Mafakvik or netoachas ben tzayim. We say beis shema ma'itamai. What's pshat beis shema? That you have to do both. That doesn't really make any sense. That you have to do both. You first have to pick it up, and then you have to be a fakfik, and then you have to take out every other board filled with schach. Imishim tasim l'nasa b'chodosogi, because of tasim l'nasa, just one would work, like Basilo. Imishim gzeiros tikra, and if he holds that you need to take out every other one, because of gzeiros tikra, because you cannot use boards, and by Rabbi Yehuda, we very likely could be talking about boards of board tefachim, whatever, or he could hold, like Shmuel holds by Rabbi Meir, that boards less than four tefachim still have gzeiros tikra. So we say imishim gzeiros tikra b'netoachas b'mitzayim sogi. So if it's because of gzeiros tikra, fine. Mafakvik doesn't work. Even if you put it down, you made it l'shem tzel, you made it l'shem sukkah, you put it down l'shem sukkah. Still, it's boards, and you can't be mesachik with boards because of gzeiros tikra. You might come to sit in a structure in a house that was not put there l'shem tzel. But still, b'netoachas b'mitzayim sogi. It should be sufficient to just do netoachas b'mitzayim to take out every other board and fill it with schach. Because then you're really being mesachik with schach, not boards, right? But you can't use mafakvik when it worked, because even if you picked it up and put it down l'shem tzel, if he holds gzeiros tikra, you can't use boards for schach. Fine, but why do you need both? That's the Gemara's question. Why by Beis Shammai do you need mafakvik v'netoachas ben tzayim, as we said in the Mishnah? That's what we're bothered with. We see, again, the issue is if you hold mafakvik, you hold means you can be mesachik with boards. If you don't have mafakvik, if you hold you cannot be mesachik with boards, mafakvik doesn't work. Let's continue. So we say, Liola Mishim Gezeris Tikra. Really, Beis Shammai holds you cannot be Masach with boards because of Gezeris Tikra. Therefore, that's why you can't do either one, because Mafakvik doesn't work. V'hochi Ka'amre, and this is what they mean to say. Ava Bisha Mafakvik, in the talks of Mitzayimain, Ilolo. He means to say, not that you need both, but even if you did Mafakvik, he says Mafakvik, Vin Notoachas Mitzayim. If you did Mafakvik, it doesn't work. You have to then be Notoachas Mitzayim. But if you just did Notoachas Mitzayim, that would also work. You don't have to initially pick it up and put it down. It's even if you picked it up and put it down, you would still have to then go take out every other board, because Mafakvik doesn't work, because Yelz Kazer's Tikra, you can't use Nasarim. Okay, and we're talking about Nasarim, that at least of Shear, that you can't use it. Past this fourth of Achim. Let's continue. And therefore, the netoach, we're talking again by netoach from Mitzayim, and you hold four tefachim. If we're talking about four tefachim, we'd be using different akuma, and only in the middle having 8 by 8, two pieces of schach. Let's continue. Ema seifa. Let's see the seifa. Reb Meir and netoach from Mitzayim of a yifakvik. Reb Meir holds you can do not netoach from Mitzayim, not mafakvik. Reb Meir had a Beis Shammai, so then Reb Meir is the same opinion as Beis Shammai, the way we're explaining it. Hachik Amar. So wait, what's the machlokus? Reb Meir is not a third opinion. He's saying like Beis Shammai, all you can do is netoach from Mitzayim, not mafakvik, and that's the statement of Beis Shammai according to what we're reading it now because of Gezeiros Tikra. And the issue is Reb Meir and Beis Shammai hold Gezeiros Tikra, right? And Beis Hillel seemingly doesn't hold Gezeiros Tikra. We say Hachik Amar. This is what Reb Meir means to say. Lenechlik Beis Shammai Beis Hillel b'davazeh. Reb Meir says no. Beis Hillel also holds Gezeiros Tikra, and he would agree to, as you're bringing it, the statement of Beis Shammai. There's no machlokes, because Reb Meir again holds of Gezeiros Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Gezeiros Tikra, so he holds there's a machlokes. Beis Hillel, he has a Masorah. There's a machlokes. Beis Hillel held that there was no Gezeiros Tikra. He didn't hold of it. And therefore, this is machlokas, and Bishamai did. And that was the machlokas. Rabbi Meir says, this is the machlokas, everybody holds gezeiras tikra. Mike Mashmalon, the Rabbi Meir. So we say, what's the Mishnah coming to tell me? Fine, we worked out the Mishnah, we know what it's talking about. There's a machlokas, we had a machlokas before gezeiras tikra, now we have a machlokas, gezeiras tikra, but we see sort of the makor, the source of that machlokas, was there a machlokas, Bishamai, Bishillo about it? Rabbi Meir had a Masara, Rabbi Yehuda had a Masara, Bishillo held there was no gezeiras tikra, that was Shitas Bishamai. And Rabbi Meir says, no, my Masara is that there was no machlokas, and everybody held that there was a gezeiras tikra. But what are we adding in the Mishnah? We're not adding anything. We're just simply recapping the last Mishnah. So the Gemara asks this. Ma'ak mash malan. What are you coming to tell me? The Rebbe Meir is like Zeris Tikra, Rebbe Yehuda is like Zeris Tikra. Right? The Machlok is the Machlok Shemir Huda Rebbe Meir, whether or not you have Zeris Tikra. But if Ligubo Chodazimna, we already had this Machlok, is Titnan. Masachim and Asarim, the Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Meir Oyser. We already had this Machlok, is that we said you can use boards for Schach. Quinny Rebbe Yehuda Rebbe Meir said it was also in the previous Mishnah. I'm Rebbe Chiyam, Rabbi, I'm Rebbe Yochanan, Rebbe Shemir Asarim, Shuvan Askin, and Mishim Zeris Kalim, no Gubo. So we have a new opinion. Rebbe Yochanan throws out like Rav and Shmuel, and he's learning, as we mentioned, the whole discussion in Yudalam and Alpha. He learns the machlokas over there was a machlokas of, we're dealing with boards that are smoothed out and are very useful to put objects on. Like, it could be used as a rolling board, it could be used as a cutting board, but it hasn't yet been designated for that use. So it's Peshut HaKliyitz that would be Roy LeKabbalah Tumamid Rabbanon, but it hasn't yet been designated for the use. It's no Shaychus. But, Ibi Gozer, Atu Kalim, you might come to use a real cutting board, a real rolling board, so it's called Gezeiras Kalim. You can't use this because it resembles an object that you might use for schach, and that would be schach puzzle. That's a new understanding of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan, coming out of the blue on Tesvav Amud Aleph. We say that we don't really hold a gezeiras kalim. There's no such thing. Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Amar schach bechitzim zakarim kasher ben kevas pasula. We already mentioned halacha that you can be masachich with chitzim zakarim, with the arrow spits. The poles of the arrow that are zacharim that are not don't have a base kibble, you can't use bimasach with those that have a base kibble. V'lo gozer zacharim at the nekevus, and we're not gozer zacharim at the nekevus. We're not gozer the ones that have a base. We're not gozer those which don't have a base kibble because those they resemble those that do have a base kibble. So we don't hold of gezeiras kalim apparently. So Hachanami says here the nixers nesar meshuvah not the kalim. We wouldn't be gozer smoothed out boards because of kalim. We wouldn't make a gezerah that, this resembles a kli, and you can't use it. If it's not a kli, it's not a kli. We don't hold of that reason. Let's go back to the drawing board. What is the chiddush of our Mishnah? So we say, they're also arguing about gezerah's tikra. Here they're also arguing about gezerah's tikra. So what is the machlokas? Okay, so we say, why do we have to have machlokas twice? Save Rebbe Yehuda de Koamar, Leib Rebbe Meir, Amai, Ko Asra, Nesarim, Mishim Gzeres Tikra, Hai, Svaro, Lebei Shama Hudis, Lehu, Vesel, Lugaz, Rebbe Yama, Rebbe Meir, Lenech, Lebei Shama, Basil, Badabrazah. Fine. The machlokas here our Mishnah is just a continuation of that Mishnah. It's not two separate machloksim. This is the point of the Mishnah. Rebbe Yehuda then says to Rebbe Meir, right, it's a continuation of the last Mishnah. Really, it's one Mishnah. That's the way the Gemara is saying it. Rebbe Meir says to Rebbe Meir, what are you talking about? The Chitas Beis Shammai, Gezeiras Tikra. Rebbe Meir says, I don't know what you mean. There was never a Machlokas Beis Shammai Bissel about this. It's just a continuation of the last Mishnah, but in a Chanami, it's one topic. Let's continue. V'amar, fine. Hanicha l'rav, d'amar Machlokas Beis Yesh Ben Arba, the Rebbe Meir is like Gezeiras Tikra. We're assuming that when we talk about boards, we're talking about boards, right? Tikra lema ziva. So you're dealing with a real house, a real bias, and how you're masaking the bias. So we're pashtus talking about boards of Fortefachim, as we mentioned before, that most houses use boards of Fortefachim for roofing. So I understand by Rav that says Rebbe Yehuda, boards of Fortefachim are kosher. Right, the Rebbe Meir is like Gezeiras Tikra, Rebbe Yehuda lays like Gezeiras Tikra. It makes sense. Rebbe Yehuda doesn't hold a Gezeiras Tikra. So then, fine. El l'shmul, d'amar b'sh'ein ben arba machlokas of yesh ben arba, d'ivir kol p'sula, b'bay shmul, that by where it's yesh ben arba, where it has four tefachim, everybody holds its puzzle. Right? Even Rabbi Yehuda holds gezeiras tikra by shmul, where the boards to be four tefachim, so then what's the argument in the Mishnah? We're dealing with a stam bias. A stam bias has boards of four tefachim. Even Rabbi Yehuda would hold gezeiras tikra. So what's the Mishnah according to Shmuel's understanding? Again, that was again the machlokas on Yudal and Amadala, Rav and Shmuel. So Shmuel's machadish, a new idea, and then with that we can really answer the two Mishnayas. What's the chiddush? So we say, seifa b'may pligi. So what are they arguing about in the seifa? B'bitule tikra k'mifligi. They're arguing about b'tule tikra. The idea is, since this guy, there's a chiddush, and Shmuel would have to understand that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that even though he holds gezeiras tikra, because this guy's going up to the roof, the whole concern is what? This guy doesn't know tassavim and asoi, so he'll come to sit in another sukkah. But if he's going to go up to the roof and be masaking it and put it down specifically l'shem tzel, in this case, so he did it, right? He did it already. He already did a maisa to show that he knows tasav lemin asui. Now, normally, if you build a kosher sukkah, you initially put it down letzel, you initially put it down for a sukkah, you might not know tasav lemin asui. You might not know the halacha. So you might come to sit in the house, right? If you put down a board of four tefachim by Rabbi Yehuda, right, by Shmuel. That's all questions. What's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda by Shmuel here? But if you're already in the house and you know tasav lemin asui to the point that you go and pick up the boards and put it down, because you know you can't sit in the house, you know the psul of tasav lemin asui, so you see you know the psul of tasav lemin asui, so there's no concern because there's tikra. It's just tasav lemin asui, because it was an intangible condition. So not everyone felt it. You couldn't feel it. You had to learn the halachas a little bit. Not everyone's up to that. So, okay, fine. So at that time, so therefore, now we taf yomi, so everyone's up to it. But we say that that the guy knows gezeiros tikra. So what's the gezeira on? So betulei tikra kamif ligi. You're being mevatel tikra. You're being mevatel the gezeira of tikra. That's the idea. Pligi betulei tikra kamif ligi. Mar savar butla b'hachi. Mar savar b'hachi la butla. Mar holds that butla b'hachi that it is butla. Mar holds that with this we take out gezeiros tikra. You can be mevatel gezeiros tikra. Can you stop it by showing that you know tasavul and asui? Can you remove yourself from the problem of gezeiros tikra? Rabbi Yehuda holds you can. They're from a fakfake woodwork. Right, and he holds that was Shita's based Hillel, that you can if you show you know Tasavim and the Osui, then we don't have Gezeiros Tikra for you. Umar Samar Bahachila Butler, Mar holds no, it was a flat rule, Gezeiros Tikra. Just because you show that you know Tasavim and the Osui, and you're not going to therefore come to sit in another house, when sit in a house that wasn't put there L'Shem Tzel, where the roof was not put there L'Shem Tzel, even though you're sitting on the boards that resemble those of that of a house, fine, we still have Gezeiros Tikra. So therefore, that's the machlokas. So therefore, it's very good, the two mishnayos. One mishnah is, do we have gezeiros tikra, yadalad? And tesvav is a machlokas of, where it doesn't apply to a specific case, do we say gezeiros tikra? Is it universal, or is it just where we might assume there's an issue? And therefore, if the guy, in this case, where the sukkah is already puzzled, wants to be mesakin ad ayyadei mefak fake, kosher. Because what's the concern? He knows Tashim and also. He's not going to come sit in a house that wasn't put to L'Shem Tzel. He's already in a house that wasn't put to L'Shem Tzel, and he was mesakin it. Okay, let's go. Next mishnah, Hamakara Sagasa Bishvud and the Baruch Samitha Mishman Vachman Kamosin Kishiro. One who wants to be Masaki Sukkah with metal poles or a Ruch Samitha or beams of the table. This will be the table right here. Long side of the table or the short side of the table. You want to take it with the beams of the table, you want to use that for schach. Again, Shivrei Kalim Arpasol Lasichuch Mid Rabbanon. Even if a kli, you can't use a kli, but you can't even use a broken part of a kli that no longer is functional as a kli. Mid Rabbanon. As chach. So Aruch Samita would be like that case, we're assuming. We'll see in a second, really. The Gemara is going to get into that, and this is actually that Gemara. So we say, if you have Revach B'nei and Kemoisin, if you have an equal amount between them. Again, case of Neutawach Mibin Saim that we just talked about. If there's equal space between these two, these items of chach, Pasol, Shvunish HaMateches, metal poles, Aruch Samita, beams of the bed, therefore we would say it's Kesher. Next halacha. One who digs out in a haystack to make a sukkah, ain't a sukkah. It's not a sukkah. Limit of the Rafuna Burid of Yeshua Dama Parat Kaimi. So Rav Papa Amar Mutar Rafuna Burid of Yeshua Amar also. There's a machlokus in Chilchas Shabbos. If you have Parat Kaimi, you have a mechitza that's equally has as many holes in it as it does wall. For example, now we're not saying lovage, so it'd be three tefachim. Three tefachim board, space. Three tefachim. Three tefachim board, space with three tefachim. Three tefachim board, is that a mechitza or not a mechitza? Does that enclose the area or does it not? It's parts, it's open, ke'oime. The equivalent, the same amount as it is closed. So here we should say parts, ke'oime. It should be a kasha against the manda amar. Our mishnah should be a kasha because we said, notoachas mabin sayim, mimi eshrevach b'nei and kemosin kosher. If there's space between the, equal space between the pieces of schach pasu, it would be kosher. So that should be a kasha by the manda amar that.
Kosher in those spaces, is that the point?
Yeah. You're filling it with schach kosher afterwards. But we're talking about that. When you take it out, then you have that equal space, then you stuff that space with schach kosher. I only said it like that because we'll see in a second it's going to make a difference. So, Yimish Revach B'nei Kemosin is talking about the empty space, then you're filling that space with schach kosher. Okay. Limit of Ituv to the Rapuna, Breda Vishua, the Ismar parts, Kaimid, Rav Papa, Ramutta, Rapuna, Breda Vishua, Amar Osir. So we say it's a Tuv to Rapuna, Breda Vishua, who held the parts, Kaimid, as Osir. Here we say parts, Kaimid's Mutter, by schach. Right? And we're going to cheshbin that out with me. It's Lesson of Machmas is really the standard. But we'll cheshbin that out next time. Okay, we're going to go through a halach synopsis next time we get to the bottom of Tessayin and Aleph, and we're going to get there soon enough. Not today, but maybe. I'm feeling it. Okay, let's keep going. Amar lo chav Rav Huna b'Reid of Yeshua, my kemoisin benichnas v'yoytze. What's it mean, kemoisin benichnas v'yoytze? We say, no, it's not parts ke'oimed. Parts ke'oimed means it's exactly equal. Here what it means is, imesh revach b'nei kemoisin, if there's an empty space between these boards, between the aruch ha-samita, or these beams of the bed frame or the poles of meteches, right, of these metal poles, these shvudin, we'll give an example. So that means that not it's equal. If they're say they're a certain amount wide, it's not that same amount that we're talking about. And remember the two cases that we talked about Dovin Akuma, or just one and then the other one and then the other one. Again, that would depend on the shear. If it's schach pasul for tefachim or schach pasul less than for tefachim, are we talking with Dovin Akuma and using only the middle, or are we talking without Dovin Akuma? Just to keep that in mind. I'm going to keep throwing that back because it keeps coming up in Rashi also. Fine. So we say no here, it's not Paritz Ka'omid. What it means is if you have an equal space in between them to put another one, you have a shvud, you have a pole of metal. You have an empty space in which you could easily put in another pole of metal. Then you have another pole of metal, right? An actual another pole of metal. So that empty space cannot be exactly the same size as the pole of metal, because then you would have to like have it like this. How could you easily take one in and out? Benichnas v'yotze. My kemoisen, what's it mean kemoisen? Benichnas v'yotze, that you could easily put another object of these in and out. Take it in and out. Therefore, it has to be more. There has to be a little bit more of airspace. Therefore, when you stuff that entire airspace with schach, you really have more schach than schach puzzle. That's the case. Because again, we're talking about the airspace to then put in another one of those objects, not the amount of schach that's there. And that was really what we went through before. I mean, that's the give and take of the Gemara. Okay. What's your name?
Hillel Kagan.
Hillel Kagan. Okay, so everyone's listening. Okay, fine, you brought that up. That's really the discussion. V'eshel etzamtzem. Amar v'eshel etzamtzem. So we say v'eshel etzamtzem. The Gemara is like bothered with like you have to say. We say my Gemara is nichnas v'yotze. What kind of question is that? We're talking nichnas v'yotze, right? That's the Gemara's like understanding of that term. So the Gemara is like bothered. Like, whoa, what's that about? V'eshel etzamtzem. It's what do you mean? It has to be nichnas v'yotze. It is possible to have it one next to each other. You can be mitzamtzem, which is a big discussion in the Shas. Eshel etzamtzem, eshel etzamtzem. We'll get there. It is possible to have exact measurements by human standards. We could actually have it 50-50, right? We're understanding that because it says it has to be equal, so when you need to make it equal, you can't make it equal, really. You can't really get it exact. And therefore, you have to give a little room. It's going to be a little bit more when you want to make it equal, because Yevshel Etzamtzem, we said Yevshel Etzamtzem, it is possible to have it equally. It doesn't have to be that case, so what kind of answer is that? That's not an answer. We go back to our kasha, that it really is equal. And Amar Rabbi Ami B'madif. Rabbi Ami says, this is how Rashi reads the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Ami B'madif. Rabbi Ami says, no, we're talking where Einach Anami, it didn't have to be like that, but the case is where there's a little more space in the airspace than the actual shvud, than the actual rod. We're just saying that's the case here. We're not saying that has to be the case, but you have this problem. And therefore, I would understand it to be nichnas v'yotze. I can understand it to be tight, or I can understand it to be loose, right? I can understand it. So I'm understanding it loose for the purposes of your kasha. B'madif, we left a little bit more. Fine. We could have made it exact, but b'madif, we went a little over the exact measurement, because that's the standard. Is v'nichnas v'yotze, is to put another one in and out equally. Put in easily. Okay. Rava Omar says, Rava Vilasema Bisha'eno Madif. Rava says, no, it really could be equal amount of airspace as the Shvudin, because mentioned we could do it. Eshel Tzamtzim, it is possible. So Rava says, we're talking where there actually is, say it's less, say it's three tefachim, whatever. So you actually have Rov Schach. The whole point here is a bit of Rov. You have Rov Schach Kosher. So he says here that you have Dovin Akuma, whatever. We mentioned the two cases. I don't want to keep going back into that. Rava Omar, Vilasema Bisha'eno Madif. Rava says, we're talking even where he does not add schach. The airspace is exactly the same as the shvud, as the schach puzzle. But im hayu nesunim shasi nosan arav nosan shasi. How are you supporting the schach? Now the boards and the ruchas amita beams and ruchas amita are very easy. You have an indent, you put it up. We all make sukkahs. But schach is tough. You know, pesel solus garen v'yikev is tough to hold. So what do? So if the boards are going this way, you're going to put the schach this way. Boards are going this way, you're going to put the schach this way, overwards, right? I have bamboo, and then you put this, and okay, fine. So therefore, what do you have? You have a little bit of overlap of the schach onto the Aruch HaSamit and the Shmudin. So you wind up with Rav Schach anyway. Even if it does, the airspace itself is exact. The schach that's on there is going to be a little bit of an overlap. You would have Rav Schach kosher, Sukkah's kosher. Next case, let's continue. Oba Aruch HaSamit, so that's fine. Are you just putting in the airspace, or is there an overlap? Either way, you get schach, rov schach kosher, Sukkah's kosher. Let's go, we're going to make it. Oba Aruch HaSamit. All right, next time we're just going to start it. Start at 6:15 because I don't need the whole time. No, I'm kidding. Let's see, this is a raya. This is what we say we can use the beams, the bedposts, right? Say this is a raya to Rabbi Yami Bar Tavyomi. That says Rabbi Yami Bar Tavyomi. Schach b'vloi kelim b'sula. Mention, right? This is the halacha. You use b'loi kelim, worn out kelim, broken parts of kelim. It's pasul midu rabbanan. We already discussed that halacha, but that's the way it's expressed in the Gemara. Sachacha b'vloi kelim with worn out, torn out. Pieces of kalim. Pasul, it's pasul. So through here, ruchas amita is a piece of a bed. It's a leftover. It's a waste of a bed. It's just a piece of it. But at one time it was a kli. It's pasul b'masachich. Say our mishnah is a riot to that halacha. We say no. Kedi amar Rav Chanan amar Rebbe. We're talking here where it still has a kli and is therefore in and of itself is still roy lekabalas tuma. As long as it's kabalas tuma, right? That's the idea. And therefore it would be pasul since it's davar kabal tuma. It would be pasul mida raisa, right? Like Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe, that we're talking Be'aruch Vishtei Kraim, B'Katzar Vishtei Kraim. We're talking either with the long beam of the bed frame and two legs, or the short beam of the bed frame and two legs. And we'll see in a second why that is a significant kli. Now again, I'm just going to speak out because Rashi says it's not really in the Gemara. Oh, well, it is in the Gemara. Let's get there. Fine. So therefore, we're not talking about leftovers of a kli when we talk of Ruchas Amita. That's when our Mishnah, that Talach is true, but that's not our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is where it's still a kli. Still a kli, still a kabbalas tuma. Ismar, we say hecha ismar. The Rabbi Chanan Amar Rebbe. Where was that statement of Rabbi Chanan Amar Rebbe said? Because mentioned, we said halchanami. So through here, baruch v'shtei krayim, b'katzar v'shtei krayim. So just like he mentioned over there. So where was he talking? Hecha ismar. The Rabbi Chanan Amar Rebbe. Yehod nan. As learned in the Mishnah, mita matamas chavilo and materas chavilo. Adivir Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer holds you need the entire mita, the entire bed to be together to become tame. The whole bed to be together, the whole bed frame to become tame. And materas chavilo, and you have to be toivel the entire thing. Toivel the entire thing in the mikvah. In order to be matayer, it has to be together. To be matayer, it becomes tamei as a unit. It has to be toivel. It has to be matayer, become tor as a unit in order to be matayer. It has to be toivel at the entire thing. That's going to really as v'chum memrim matamasevarim mitaheresevarim. The chum say matamasevarim becomes tamei piece by piece. Mitaheresevarim and it becomes tor piece by piece. Right, even pieces of it. You don't need the entire bed frame to become tame. You can become kabbalah tuma if you don't have the entire bed frame, and you can be metovel in the mikvah even if you don't have the entire bed frame. My niyu, what's the case of evar? Remember, Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe, aruchah v'shtei kroyim, katzar v'shtei kroyim. Right, that's the case where you have a piece of this. Lamai chazir, what's that roy for? Where you have just these boards and the two legs. Lamai chazir, what's roy for? Lemesmachinu agudet lemesav alayu umash da ashlei. Because this is the, in a sense, this is the basis for a makeshift bed. You have a wall, you line this here, you just put a few, like a stick across, and then you put some ropes through, and you have a bed. So this is like the basis, this is what you carry with you for your makeshift bed that you put against the wall, and you have a few other materials, and you can make a bed out of it. But this alone constitutes a bed frame, significant bed frame, right? All you need is another wall. So therefore, it's a kli and is mekabel tuma, and that's the case of our mishnah. And tomorrow we'll go through the next halachas. Okay. Shkoyach. Oof. The video. I don't know if I look too good today.
We're into the video.
I'm sorry. I